This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and old shuffling Raybone, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
It is.
Hi, Paul Raybone.
Hey, fellas.
Can you do your classic line, I done seen a ghost?
Wait a minute. How did he go from being... Oh, I see. I'm
going to start bringing my guitar.
You play?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. But we could get John Murray in, actually, to give me some accompaniment. You know?
You're like the white lead belly. We thought we would do some Twitter questions.
Okay.
And Twitter comments, which we haven't done in many a moon.
There's one Twitter I got today.
What'd you get?
I don't know who it was from, but it was, can I look it up maybe?
You can look it up while I'm reading, and then you can interrupt me when you get to it.
Or, that would mean I have, it was the tweet I got that said, I don't know if this airs after or before.
Well, who knows?
Patton Oswalt.
After. After.
And he said, great episode with Patton Oswalt, even though Patton Oswalt will never have sex ever again.
Oh, because, yeah. Would you like to explain why?
Yeah. Well, I told him I jerked off to his wife in movies. And then I said, you know, next time you have sex with your wife, picture me jerking off to your wife's movies. And then I went a step further and said, next time you're having sex with your wife, just think you're fucking me. And
and he said, goodbye, boner. See you in 11 years.
Are you saying that turned him off?
Yeah. Yeah. Oddly.
Well, everybody has their own thing.
Everybody has their own thing.
No, I think he was getting a stiffy.
Let's see. Let's do some tweets. This is Eric M. Ryan, Esquire. Eric Ryan is a big fan of the show. I love hearing the older guests, many still working, but I really like to hear people under 90 on occasion. I'm sorry we can't help you. Like Josh Groban, Judd Apatow, Mario Cantone, and Michael Weber, who are in the middle of what will be long careers, talking about their influences and obsessions. So he likes the younger guests occasionally that we work in talking about.
And to us, a younger guest is late 70s.
Yes, Will Jordan is a younger guest. Yes. Let's see. Matt Stepansky says, when I saw Patton Oswalt's tweet with Gil, I thought to myself, you've got to be kidding. This is some kind of special episode. It was.
Yeah.
It was great. And we should thank Patton. We should take the opportunity because it was a crazy day for him.
He was doing one promotion after another, and it was just when the Golden Gate Killer was...
The Golden...
alleged.
Golden State.
Golden State
and
Killer.
Golden Gate Killer, totally different killer. He pushed people off a bridge.
I mixed up my killers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an emotional day, and he went out of his way to do the podcast.
Yeah, you know, I would love to have said something to him about his wife's reporting and that, but you could see that it was still, I mean, it was just too tender, I think. I don't know.
Well, he had been scheduled to do the show years ago, and various things kept happening, and he didn't want to do it by Skype, and he didn't want to do a call. He wanted to be here. And then we locked in the date. And of all days, this is the thing that happens.
This is what happened. It's
amazing. And obviously, his wife, Michelle, had spent many, many years.
Yeah.
Talk about obsessions. This show is called Obsessions.
Yeah.
That was an obsession. She was deeply obsessed with that case. And the day that it was cracked, well after she'd passed, it was very, very emotional for him.
Oh, and here I just found one from Dodge Hodge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm halfway through laughing / crying through your show with Patton Oswalt and thinking about the movies section in the New York papers. Also worth mentioning is the magnificent theaters that were on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we were lamenting with Patton the loss of not only movie theaters, but movie ads in the newspaper.
Right.
Where you would see, you would go to that section of the paper and you would see Good Neighbor Sam and Under the Yum Yum Tree. And they would list all the movies that were playing.
And the ads
Fantastic Voyage
would have great taglines.
Of course.
You always love taglines.
Of course. Of course. In those days, too, artists were employed. Illustrators did movie ads.
Oh, well, what's
which you don't see a lot of anymore.
The cartoonist who did all those ads. He did...
Jack Davis, you mean.
Jack Davis.
Jack Davis did a lot of them. Yeah, there were a lot of people. There were illustrators like Bob Peake and Bruce Stark. We got a tweet from a guy named Phil Wolf, and he sends a picture from the NFL draft. I thought Gilbert would enjoy this. They drafted a quarterback named Josh Rosen. He wants you to know that a Jewish quarterback. I don't know what team took him. I think
that's great.
Yeah, he wants you to know.
So a Jewish football player.
Josh Rosen, a Jewish quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah. He wanted you to get a kick out of that.
Do you know what the quarterback is, Gilbert?
Oh, he gets a quarterback?
Gilbert's a sports guy. Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's why I asked.
Gilbert's like Frank Gifford.
I thought I'd learn something.
He's like Dandy Don Meredith. Gilbert turns up at Madison Square Garden at hockey games. With
that's
Max.
That's right.
Why does he go to
that's
hockey
right.
games?
And
do you understand hockey?
No, but they give you a free dinner when I come over there. They give me a free dinner, and I get to see my picture
on the Jumbotron.
On the Jumbotron, and I...
That's enough for him.
And
that's
when I hear da-da-da-da-da-da, and everyone stands up and cheers, I go, oh, I guess our team won.
You understand the basic concept that they're trying to shoot pucks into a net.
That, yes. Yeah, yeah
there's a goalie and...
You hockey puck.
Okay, here's a tweet from Bobby T. He simply tweets, decaf.
Well, it actually sounds more like decaf.
That's a little tribute to Bob Hope. Here's a good one. Eddie Huff.
Oh, someone, John Lovas, said, I was lucky enough to see Dog Day Afternoon in the theater.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, when I was 11. You have no idea how excited I was the first time I set foot in Wyoming 30 years later.
That's fun. And you know who else was on the set of...
Because that was that line
in
the movie where he said, we could go to another country. What country do you want to? And John Cassell says Wyoming.
Wyoming. And Matthew Broderick was on that set as a boy.
Wow.
Because his father's in the movie.
And Pacino says, I had to explain to him that Wyoming is not a country.
Nice. Nice. Look at this tweet from Eddie Huff. He says, look, it's the funeral of Danny Thomas.
Can you see this? It's a coffee table.
Yes!
It's someone buried in a coffee table.
Yeah.
Called Casual Funeral.
He's lying.
It's
Danny Thomas lying under a glass coffee table.
I don't know what... It's not actually Danny Thomas. It's just someone in a coffin under a coffee table. It looks like Leonid Brezhnev lying in state, but I don't know what this is. It's called Casual Funeral.
Oh!
If anybody can find this and tell me what it is.
Oh, the guy who said the thing about... Great episode of Shane Patton can never have sex again. David Komorowski.
Same guy.
Yeah.
There you go. Who did last week's episode. Yeah. He was producer of the month. Ignatius Riley loved our Tony Sandler episode, and sent us a video of Sandler and Young on SCTV.
Mm.
Apparently, are you an SCTV guy?
A little bit.
You know the Sammy Maudlin show?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Somebody came up with, Tim Knight has come up with, there are different various podcast drinking games floating around based on things we do a lot or say a lot, like when I say scratch the surface.
Right, everybody
barely scratch the surface. Or Gilbert says, oh, wow! By the way, Gino called me.
Yes.
Last Saturday, my wife and I got on the phone with Gino, which was wonderful. And he said, I've got impressions of Gilbert. These are my bits. These are my Gilbert impressions from the podcast. And one of them is you ask Gilbert if he remembers such and such an actor, and Gilbert says, oh, God, yes. But he says his favorite is the way you feign interest by going, wow.
Yes. that's when I wasn't listening.
Yeah, which is often.
Which is 90%. Yeah.
This is the amazing.
Also, there's those points in the show where you know I'm totally zoning out, where you go, Gilbert, you saw that movie, right?
Yeah, that's those are my Gilbert savers. You're giving away all my secrets, my trade secrets.
And I like wake up and go, oh, what? What? We're doing a podcast?
With certain guests, I have to make a card, which is the Gilbert crossover, the connection. Something about this guest that directly involves Gilbert.
Right.
You know, so it's, and if I get real desperate, it's, Gilbert, you saw that movie.
Yeah.
On King's Highway.
Like if it's an English guest we have, it's like, Gilbert, you speak English, right?
Yeah. But sometimes he'll have been in a movie with that person or a commercial, and then I can bring him right back.
Well, this is 6 degrees of Gilbert Gottfried.
It's sad, isn't it? You ever remember Ed McMahon having to bring Johnny back into the show?
Not really.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Here we go. Amazing colossal podcast drinking game. When Gilbert says, when I was a kid,
yes,
take one shot. When Frank laughs more than 5 seconds straight, refill the glass. When Gilbert says, I remember, take a half shot. When Lon Chaney Jr. is mentioned, take 2 shots. Cesar Romero mentioned, prepare a gin sling with orange wedges. Bud and Lou death scene mentioned, drink 1 strawberry malted. Here's the capper. Whenever Danny Thomas is mentioned, spill a brown cow on a coffee table and wipe. I think we have to send a gift to Tim Knight for the tweet, the tweet of the day. Thank you, Tim Knight.
God, I remember Brown Cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also Black Cow in a Steely Dan song, right? Drink your big black cow and
get out of here. Yeah.
Let's see. Jeff, that other Jeff. Thank you. Gilbert Frank, and a shout it out to the Reverend George Wallace. One of my favorite comics, George Wallace.
Oh, yes.
George Wallace, I listened to this morning. Oh, yes.
Wow.
That's half a shot.
You're doing Timmy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How do we tell Gilbert's, oh, wow, from Jimmy Rogers? Oh, yes. George Wallace is somebody we should have on.
Oh, okay.
Not the deceased governor.
The late governor.
No. George Wallace, funny guy.
I would like to have the deceased governor on.
You know George.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, George.
Ashley Esper says, I am absolutely ecstatic to hear Billy West back on the show. I love hearing Gilbert and Frank losing it, and I was right there with you guys. I will say the Patton episode may give it a run for its money, but the Billy West episode was as popular as anything we've ever done.
Always funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny from start to finish. Ray Gustini, our old pal, or Justini. I think it's Gustini. I hope Bob Hope's Christmas special from 1985, Gilbert, has resurfaced on YouTube.
Oh.
And here's a Miami Nice sketch with Bob as Crockett and Emmanuel Lewis as Tubbs.
I saw the photo of that.
Yes.
I'm afraid to watch it.
I think we have to do a mini episode about that.
Oh, you know what? Because we're talking about Bob Hope, and I was talking about how, like, you know, you'd have people like Bob Hope and Lucille Ball, you know, playing hippies on one of his specials, or rock stars, and they were so out of it.
Of course. Right? So,
and I caught an old episode of Hawaii Five-0, and he's interrogating this top drug smuggler and gangster called Big Chicken.
Big Chicken.
And Big it's Chicken. Played by Gavin McLeod.
Oh, no!
Yes.
On Hawaii Five-0?
And they visit this, like, commune with the hippies, and they're all, like, doing beatnik accents, like, hey, dead you.
Well, I got you a guest. You requested that we find somebody who wrote for Bob Hope.
Yes.
And that person is coming up.
Oh, great.
In a couple of weeks. So that should be fun. And just the fact that these Bob Hope things are still being released is wonderful.
And during that one, you'll go, Gilbert, you know people named Bob, don't you?
Yeah, I'll bring you in. I'll bring you in.
Gilbert, you still have hope, right?
Big Daddy tweeted a picture of the Jackie puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Laugh, damn it. I'm telling jokes up here, guys. It's the Jackie puppet. Jackie has been so kind to this show.
Yeah.
We really owe Jackie a debt of gratitude.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can't, he got us, he helped us get Jimmy Webb.
Yeah.
Tommy James, Billy J. Kramer, Will Jordan. He keeps him coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a big fish that he just reeled in.
A fish was coming.
That we can't talk about.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
This is from Kedi Ogolati. I always struggle with this one. And I don't know if Kedi Ogolati is a he or a she, put up Playboy After Dark.
He doesn't either.
Which one of these should I watch? Which one of these Playboy
There was an old Hollywood Squares where they asked Don Knotts. They said, you have trouble sleeping. Are you a man or a woman? And he goes, that's why I have trouble sleeping.
That's a great one. Kedi Ogolati wanted to know which one of the Playboy After Dark episodes we would recommend they watch. One with Lenny Bruce, Ella Fitzgerald, and Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
One with Linda Ronstadt, Joe Cocker, Mort Saul, and Sid Caesar.
Oh.
And I think this is the one I had. One with Ike and Tina Turner, Rex Reed, and Patty Duke.
Oh.
And this one's my favorite. Sonny and Cher. Canned Heat, Vic Damone, Dick Shawn, and Larry Storch. That's the winner, right?
Oh, that has to be. Oh, my God.
The people they lined up on this show. That is from November of 1969.
What a mix. What's the common theme?
It's
in
all
that
on
episode?
One CD. One DVD.
All of these episodes.
Disc one, disc two, disc three. Yeah. Yeah. This is Playboy After Dark episodes on DVD. I don't think you can go wrong with any of those. Let's see what else we got here. Frank Santopadre, this is from Alexandra Preston. Will you get Meredith Ponadel on the podcast? Do we know who Meredith Ponadel is?
I'm honest.
Paul, can you look that up?
Oh boy.
this is now became a maxi episode.
Find Meredith Ponadel.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna break the sound barrier.
Meredith Ponadel.
I know Gilbert loves me. It's just buried very deeply.
Yes.
How do you spell Ponadel?
Our pal Matt, huh?
How do you spell Ponadel?
Oh, I gotta spell it for you. Jesus Christ, you're making me work. Ponedel. It may be Ponedel, but I'll assume it's Ponadel or Ponadel. We have to sound out these names. Matt Stepanski, again, guys, I have a funny feeling this will be your highest rated episode yet. He refers to the Patton episode.
Oh, yeah.
We just hit the top 10 on iTunes. So good on us. Let's see what else I have here. Our friend Greg Pear wound up, Twitter Greg, wound up at the East Coast Comic Con.
You know, the Patton, I mean, you know, you read that one, but a few people commented that the Patton Oswalt one was both extremely funny and really sweet and touching.
And sweet and touching, yeah.
Yeah.
We do that purely by accident.
Yes.
We Could barely get that out. Sweet and touching does not come naturally to us.
I was talking to Gino today on the phone. I said something, and he said, there was a long pause, and he said, wow, that sounded intelligent.
God bless Gino. We got to have him back. This is our friend Greg, Twitter Greg, with a former podcast guest. You know who that is?
Oh, Eddie.
It's Butch Patrick.
Yes.
And Greg is wearing a Drew Friedman Shemp shirt in the picture.
And Eddie Munster, I think, was raped by Charles Nelson Reilly.
Well, you're I don't know if it was rape.
Oh, here's something. Here's another story I heard. I was working with some comic. I can't remember his name right now. But he told me years ago he got a job when he was really young working for Merv Griffin Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And that they told him, the other guys there said, if Merv ever comes up to you and says, hey, you like tennis?
Uh-oh.
I got a tennis court at my house. They said, be really...
What is that, code?
Yeah, yeah.
That was Merv's version of come see my etchings?
Yeah.
You like tennis?
Yeah, it's like, there will be balls in the game, but not tennis.
Oh, my
balls.
God. Well, Ava Gabor was probably there. The beard was probably there.
Okay.
The whole time. Here, this is from Mars Holly Garden. Guys, I am a 38-year-old Australian. And suddenly I have an interest in Borscht Belt comedians, obscure horror movies, strange musicians, and the predilections of both Danny Thomas and Cesar Romero. And it's all due to you. Thanks, I think.
I take offense at weird musicians.
Yeah, what is that about?
I feel so proud.
Don't you do it? Tom Jackson Jr., I can't wait. Patton Oswalt is a comic genius, and to hear him paired with Gilbert, comedy magic right there. Hopefully the glass bottom boat gets brought up. Do you know what that's referencing?
There was a movie.
Could he be talking about the movie
boat?
The glass bottom boat?
What I remember about that was the theme song.
Oh, no. He's going to remember the theme song of the glass bottom boat. Who's in that?
The glass bottom boat, you will agree, will show you the wonders of the deep blue sea.
Amazing. He's amazing.
And I think John MacGyver.
John MacGyver's in the glass bottom boat? All research time.
Check it out, glass bottom
boat. Check it out.
Meredith Ponadel, by the way.
Yeah, who is Meredith?
Her name
Ponadel?
Is in IMDb and nothing. No film on, nothing else about her.
All right.
The name.
So call
us. We need more information.
Write us, tweet us, tell us about Meredith Ponadel and what she wrote. And why
what the hell am I looking up? Oh, the glass bottom boat.
Looking up the glass bottom boat. As we wrap this up, we wind down. Casey Johnson tweets, it's late, I know, but I just listened to the mini episode where you talked about Bond knockoffs.
Oh.
That was one the three of us did.
Yes.
James Bond knockoffs. And I got so excited to hear Gilbert talk about Lancelot Link. There's another monkey.
Another? You can't stay
I can't
away.
Believe it was missed. I think a full episode on Lancelot Link's secret chimp.
And remember,
in order.
We interviewed...
Bernie Coppell was in it.
Oh, that's right.
He was in that one.
And we interviewed two of the monkeys.
Yes. Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz.
Yes.
So, Glass Bottom Boat has an amazing cast.
Okay, hit me.
Doris Day.
I should know this movie.
Hold it.
John MacGyver?
Rod Taylor. Dom DeLuise.
Oh, boy.
But it keeps coming. Arthur Godfrey.
Oh!
Wait a minute.
Paul Lind.
Oh, wow.
Dom DeLuise and Paul Lind in the same
absolutely.
Movie?
Absolutely. And somebody, I don't know.
A lot of mincing.
Edward Andrews.
Edward Andrews.
John MacGyver. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I was right.
Yes.
I was right.
Nice work. That's a lot of swishy in one movie.
Dick Martin.
Oh, Dick Martin.
Dick Martin.
Yeah, funny guy.
What a hell of a cast. Then it says view all. Is that not enough?
Wow. That's enough for me.
Edward Andrews.
I've never seen it.
If you don't know Edward Andrews out there, he's a name worth looking up.
You'll recognize him immediately.
Yeah.
You look up Edward Andrews right now, Paul.
I see. I get him.
He would
it's
always
a whole other
be.
Episode.
He looks like a TV guy. Was he?
He always played like a boss or.
He wasn't like the guy in
a banker.
The banker in Beverly Hillbillies.
No.
Was he?
No.
He would be like the ad executive.
Right.
Or always a banker or the head of the corporation. He always played stiff
horn rim glasses,
stuffed shirts,
stuffed shirts. Yeah,
yeah.
And then he, I think the last movie he was in, I think, was he in 16 Candles?
Edward Andrews? He may have been.
Yeah.
He may have been.
With Casey Adams.
With Max Showalter. We'll wind this down. Gene McCormick. Guys, some days
16 Candles.
Yeah, yes, nice. He was in
Edward
it.
Andrews.
I was right again.
Gilbert, you are the human TV guide. You brought back Cleveland Amory. Gene McCormick says, some days you just need Frankie Avalon, Richard Deacon in an ascot on Celebrity Bowling. Am I right? We love Celebrity Bowling. Gino recorded a whole bunch of Celebrity Bowling episodes.
Oh.
Have you seen those things?
Oh, my God.
I've discussed Billy Barty bowling.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Billy Barty
runs up and, throws the bowling ball?
Yeah, the ball is bigger than he is.
It's absolutely bizarro. If you guys don't know Celebrity Bowling, find it. Just go to YouTube.
And
it's like
host,
this show.
I remember that.
Yeah.
The host of Celebrity Bowling.
Was it Jay Allen or... Who was it?
Ooh.
Jed Allen? Who was the host?
I don't know, but I remember he always looked, and you can't blame him, he always looked like he had a few drinks.
I'm sure he did. Can you find the host of Celebrity Bowling?
I'm working
by the way,
on
a
it.
Lot of podcast guests have turned up on Celebrity Bowling.
Oh,
a lot,
yeah.
Mark Matrano turns up. Peter Marshall turns up. John Biner. More than a few people that have entered this room are
how could this show not be still on the air? How is that possible?
It's just wonderful and wretched at the same time. let me find this one.
Hosted by Jed Allen. You said Jed Allen.
Yeah. I'm a sick man.
From 1971 to 1978. That's a good run.
He looked like he got shit-faced before each episode.
Noah Cutler, Gilbert. Frank, I just looked at the schedule. Please let Gilbert know that on TCM, The Swimmer is showing this Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't Patton too young to be on this podcast? Says Dr. D-R-H-S-T-L. That's not really, I can't really.
Hey, where's Johnny Whitaker now?
He's around. From Sigmund and the Sea Monsters?
Yes.
That Family Affair?
Yes.
Johnny Whitaker's out there somewhere. Maybe Sid and Marty have tabs on him.
Yeah.
There was one more I wanted to read. I guess I'm not going to find it. Here it is. Anthony Rome. Frank, do you prefer the guests who are informed fans of Gilbert's or the ones who have never heard of him? I don't believe we've actually had any guests who have never heard of
him.
Yeah.
Or ones who deny.
I lied. One last one from Rob2TM, Rob Ninja, 1969. I saw Bob Eubanks in a new commercial. How about getting him on? And any other old game show host still around? Well, we had Peter Marshall and we had Wink Martindale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Jed Allen, the host of Celebrity, but Jed may be gone, actually. But
you don't know. You don't know where Jed is.
No, but the fact that Gilbert knew the theme song from the Glass Bottom Boat will have me waking up tonight in a sweat at about 3 a.m.
Well,
I'll be like Woody Allen and Annie Hall, where he can't have sex with Carol Kane because he's obsessed with the Warren Commission report.
Yeah, right. But wait a minute.
Oswald,
there has to be
not
a second shooter.
He's not marksman enough to put depository.
You're doing this as a way to avoid having sex with me.
Yeah, right. Are you saying LBJ or Lyndon Johnson? He's
a politician. I don't know Lyndon Johnson.
Gilbert, shall we go?
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we could play this out with the theme from The Glass Bottom Boat.
Frank, if you can find that, you're a genius. The Glass Bottom Boat theme.
And I think Doris Day sings it.
Doris Day's still with us.
Ooh.
She wouldn't do this show on a bet, but she's still around. She may be the last surviving cast member from that movie. I would think so.
Oh.
Yeah, Rod Taylor's gone. Paul Lynn's gone. Deloise is gone. MacGyver's gone.
On what other podcast will you hear the theme from The Glass Bottom Boat?
None. This is it.
Not a one.
And be thankful for that.
And be grateful.
All aboard on the glass bottom boat. The
And this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
We'll see you next week.
The deep blue sea, the deep blue sea. There's a lot to see in the deep blue sea. The sailfish sail and the blowfish blow. Cockles and mussels alive, alive, oh. The hermit crab, he lives alone. You can't even get him on the telephone. The halibut's eyes turn up and in. He don't know where he's going, but he knows where he's been. The deep blue sea, the deep blue sea. A lot to see in the deep blue sea. The glass bottom boat, you will agree, can show you the magic of the deep blue sea. Spiny crabs and whitefish too, we'll all be there, what a hullabaloo. With so many fish upon the scene, there's hardly room for a fat sardine. The deep blue sea, the deep blue sea. There's a lot going on in the deep blue sea. Life on the glass bottom boat is great.
I'm the captain.
You could use a mate.
Now the is slow, but not so dumb. He has his own condominium.
A blue-burnt oyster was caught with the foil. He swore he didn't even know the goyle. The deep blue sea, the deep blue sea. There's a lot to see in the deep blue sea. The glass bottom boat, you will agree, can show you the magic of the deep blue sea. The flying fish was an awful ham, made a three-point landing in a frying pan. The porpoise has the most horsepower, but the whale's the one with the built-in shower. Starfish, starfish, two hands old, abalone in a casserole. Winding, binding, giant kelp, he's growing, growing, growing. All aboard, all aboard on the glass bottom boat. It's the greatest show that was ever afloat. Take a ride on the tide with the guide and see the way out wonders of the deep blue sea. All aboard on the glass bottom boat. It's the greatest show that was ever afloat. Take a ride on the tide with the guide and see the way out wonders of the deep blue sea.
Like having finished. Listen up.